I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. State visits to the White House are grand affairs, with red carpets rolled out to honor Washington's closest allies. And the allies usually relish the attention. So the news today that Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff postponed her state visit to the U.S. next month has raised tensions on both sides of the equator. She's angry about revelations that the U.S. National Security Agency is snooping on the emails and phone calls of Brazilians, including Rousseff herself. The snooping was revealed by documents leaked by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. Carolina Rossini is at the Latin American Resource Center of the Open Technology Institute. She says Brazil's irritation with the U.S. has been building for months.
With the NSA scandals, we discover surveillance, both political and of Brazilian citizens, without any protection, right? The U.S. law is flexible enough that doesn't give any protection to foreigners. And Dilma has been trying to negotiate with Obama how we can change that. And I think Obama has not been very open to any changes and any of the requests that Dilma is doing and her ministers is doing. So I think while Obama doesn't open some bilateral negotiations in that sense, she will keep canceling her trips.
Now, there are a lot of folks around the world, Europe and America, who are upset about this, but don't governments assume and leaders of governments assume that they're all spying on each other somehow?
That's what everybody expects for many years, right? There is a joke that if you take the painting out of the UN, you're going to have microphones from every country. But one thing is political surveillance, which is also not something that we like. But the problem is when it inflicts the life of private citizens that don't have any relation with the justifications concerning national security or terrorism, then I think the picture changed.
The ire that we're hearing from Brazil is rising above anger from just about anywhere else. Why is this happening? Why is President Dilma Rousseff so upset?
I think after the street protests in Brazil and what happened with the NSA issue and the Snowden revelations, Dilma finally engaged directly with this. And she had many meetings during Sundays. And this just happened when it's an urgent matter, when it's a matter at the president level. So I think that she finally woke up for how important this is all. And Brazil is in a moment now that we are actually providing internet for developing countries. We have set international submarine backbones to Africa and part of the Caribbean. So we are a pretty strong power on the infrastructure side. And Dilma, I think she wants to have some saying or more saying on how the internet works worldwide.
Now, President Rousseff has talked about cutting off Brazil from the American internet in a variety of ways, like creating a state-run email service, perhaps laying an underwater cable directly to Europe so it bypasses the U.S. Is this really possible?
Well, it is possible. I don't know if it's the best solution, right? We still have many countries dependable on the ISPs and so on that come from US and the big companies. And because of that, if you see the map of internet traffic, most of the communications do pass through the US. So I think it's understandable that a country wants to be less dependent, because if we are less dependent, we also gonna be probably more in control and less open for this type of surveillance, right?
There are a lot of common interests that Brazil and the U.S. have: oil exploration, biofuel technology, and Brazil is talking about purchasing fighter jets from Boeing. If things are this bad with Brazil, a country that's friendly to the U.S., that doesn't seem like it bodes well for the rest of the region.
Other countries are waiting to see what Brazil can do. Dilma is coming to the U.S. next week, specifically to New York, for the UN General Assembly meeting, where she will talk about all these issues, including the need for respect for human rights, the internet, and how concerned she is with how broad the surveillance is. So I think then we're going to see how other countries of the region will react.
Okay. Carolina Rossini, Project Director for the Latin America Resource Center at the Open Technology Institute. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.